And we're back. Thanks for tuning in to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace. So I've been gone last week because my life got turned upside down because I started being a productive member of society and started my new job. So that's fun, but obviously that was a lot to get involved with in a short amount of time. So I was unable to podcast last week, but I'm back this week feeling great. And I'm ready to talk about some movies with you all again. So, what just happened? There's one big thing that happened just recently, and that thing is called the Oscars. The Oscars, the 90th Academy Awards, aired on Sunday, March 4th, and it was a lot of fun. I sat down, watched it, and it was amazing. So first things first, we're just going to talk about my generic feelings about the ceremony as a whole. Obviously, Jimmy Kimmel hosted for a second time. He's the first consecutive host since 1992, and Billy Crystal did it twice in a row. Also, he like did it a bunch, apparently. Jimmy Kimmel, I thought he did a nice job. He had a nice opening monologue. I thought the old-timey intro was a clever touch. Otherwise, I thought it was interesting how he like wasn't there like half the time. Like, he's serious, like he's the host and he literally disappeared for like half of it. So either he was trying to avoid people or is the most clever thing ever and hosting without actually having to be there. So kudos to you, Jimmy Kimmel. Otherwise, there was a lot said at this year's Oscars. I mean, obviously, there's always a lot of things being said, but this one had a lot of poignant themes this year, which I personally like the progress they're making towards some actual change with all these different situations. So overall, I thought it was a good ceremony. Some of my personal highlights, I love seeing the crew from Star Wars, Oscar Isaac, BB-8, Mark Hamill. Obviously, that was a lot of fun. The theater stunt was a lot of fun. Jimmy Kimmel took some famous actors and they went to a nearby theater and they interrupted a advanced screening of Wrinkle in Time, which is hilarious. But that was just crazy. And Ansel Elgort had like a hot dog gun. It makes no sense, but you know what? You can look it up because internet. The Jets ski stunt was interesting, so they did that this year to encourage people to keep their speeches short, so if they kept it short they got a jet ski. So that was kind of funny. And on a completely different note, in a weird way, I was glad that In Memoriam was a little mellower this year. Like this year there really wasn't anyone on that list I was familiar with. I mean, it's always a bummer that all these people that have made major contributions to the industry pass away, but as far as like who was on it, it was a little mellower for me, which I needed that because the last couple have just been pretty hard. So, the Oscars. Again, I'm just going to point this out. I'm not an expert of cinema. I'm just an enthusiast, so most of my knowledge on these movies is a little sparse, but I still went ahead and did the Oscar challenge. So we're going to see how my picks lined up with the actual winners, and we're just going to unpack all that together, and I might also point out a few of my personal picks for snubs along the way, and we're just going to jump into all that right here in no particular order. In total, my score was 6, so that should give you an idea of how well I did. All right, Best Picture, the big one, went to The Shape of Water, which remarkably, I did pick that movie. And before we get into it, Best Pictures, the only one on this entire list I saw was Dunkirk. So most of this is me guessing to give you an idea, all right? So yeah, Shape of Water won, so I got a point there. Actor in leading role, Gary Oldman, for Darkest Hour, got a point there as well. And you know, I just gotta say I'm so happy for the guy because I felt like, I mean, I really wanted to see Darkest Hour. Actually, I just never got around to it, but it looked great. It looked like he did a lot for this role, and obviously he really wanted it and he's really glad that he got it, so I'm happy for the old guy. And his speech was touching. All right, actress in the leading role. I got this one wrong. The winner was Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. As she had quite this acceptance speech, like, geez, that was nuts. And then my pick was Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird, but obviously that did not go my way. Actor in a supporting role, I picked William Dafoe, because who doesn't like William Dafoe? But obviously it went to Sam Rockwell, but once I realized who Sam Rockwell actually was, I was completely okay with it, because that dude is incredible. Like, he's so ridiculous in like some of the movies he's in. Some of my favorite movies, actually. So good on you, Sam Rockwell. Actress in a supporting role, I put Octavia Spencer, and I'm pretty sure I did that just because I remember her from Hidden Figures, but obviously it went to Allison Janney for I, Tonya. Animated feature film, I got this one right, Coco. Coco kind of became a phenomenon, especially in Mexico when it came out, so like there's really no surprise that one was a winner. Like, let's be honest here, that was awesome. Also, cinematography, this was a big one. This was a big category, just because Blade Runner 2049 was nominated and won, and the cinematographer is Roger Deakins, and he has been nominated 14 times. Like, that's amazing that he's been, not only has he been nominated that many times, but the fact that he hadn't gotten one in that long of a time, and he finally got it for Blade Runner. He even did the cinematography on the first Blade Runner. So it's just a really fitting completion of the circle here. I was really happy for the guy, and it was awesome. All right, moving on. Costume design. Phantom Thread, which considering the subject matter, shouldn't be a huge surprise. I didn't really know what I was looking for here, so I just threw in with Beauty and the Beast, but whatever. Directing, I put Dunkirk because Christopher Nolan, but it actually went to Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water, and he was really happy about that. Documentaries, feature and short subject, were complete guesses for me. I had no idea what I was doing here. So for documentary feature, I lost with Last Man in Aleppo, but Icarus won that one. And the documentary short subject, Heaven is a Traffic Jam on the 405, actually won, and I actually picked that one. So woot. Okay. My torrent of snubbing kind of starts flaring up here. Film editing, I picked Baby Driver, but it went to Dunkirk. Okay, I mean, I get that because Dunkirk played around with like this sequence of events, but Baby Driver was like being edited on set because they were syncing the shots to music, and that just makes me really upset. Foreign language film was a complete guess for me. I picked The Insult, but it went to A Fantastic Woman, so whatever. I mean, obviously foreign language films are huge, they are being made, and I think that's great, but I only speak English, so that's lost on me. Makeup and hairstyling also went to Dark Sour, which I regret not picking that. I went with Wonder because I was like, well, it's like the kid with the deformed face, so maybe, but no, Dark Sour, Gary Oldman wearing a fat suit makes perfect sense. Music original score, I am an idiot and picked Star Wars, but you know what, they weren't really reinventing the wheel there, so Shape of Water won that one, which is perfectly fine with me. I think a big surprise was original song. I think a lot of people just assumed This Is Me from Greatest Showman would win original song. But I was surprised that Remember Me from the movie Coco won Best Original Song. So that's really intriguing to me. But all right. Production design, I picked Blade Runner 2049. It went to Shape of Water, which makes sense. Short film animated. I was completely lost on short film. So these are complete guesses for me as well. I went to Dear Basketball. And then I picked Negative Space, which doesn't really matter, but I think the fact that Kobe Bryant now has an Oscar is hilarious. Short film live action, I picked The 11 O'Clock, but it went to The Silent Child, which, given the premise, makes sense. Sound editing and mixing. This is where my tangent kind of begins. So here we go. I picked Baby Driver for sound editing and mixing. And it's kind of funny because the folks from Baby Driver presented both of these awards, Ansel Elgort and the other girl. And Dunkirk won both of these. So Dunkirk won editing, mixing, and video editing. And that just burns me up inside because Baby Driver was an incredibly clever movie. Like, they had to sync everything up to the soundtrack. Like, the entire soundtrack is the movie. It's the music the dude is listening to in his earbuds during the entire film. And they had to edit, again, I said this earlier, they edited this thing on set a lot of the times because they had to make sure it was right, because you can't change how long the songs were. You had to fit it within that frame there. And it was a really fun movie, and it was incredible, and there were like 127 shots in like the first 6 minutes of the film or whatever. It's this crazy number. Anyway, whatever. I'm upset, but I guess Dunkirk was still a good-looking and sounding movie. Moving on, visual effects. Visual effects is the category that makes me laugh like all the time, because this is the category that the Academy has no clue what to do with. So this is like the category for like all the superhero films and like all the films that like actually do well and that people like. This is the category for those movies. So I picked Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 because there's some trippy stuff in there. But then once I thought about it, the winner, Blade Runner 2049, makes perfect sense, because they did some even more trippy stuff in that movie once you stop and think about it. And then we have the two writing awards. We have writing adapted screenplay. I wanted Logan to win. I really wanted Logan to win. I think it was really cool that it got the nomination, but it went to Call Me By Your Name. And then writing original screenplay, I got this one right. I picked Get Out. Jordan Peele got an Oscar, which is awesome. I never actually saw the movie, but I heard it's good, and I'm really happy for him getting an Oscar. So that basically sums up the Oscars for me. It was, like I said, it was a fun ride. I was pretty pleased with the winners there, with a few exceptions, obviously. And so what else happened to the Oscars that's worth noting? The only thing that happened is that they chopped a Mary Poppins Returns teaser, and I did go ahead and watch that online, and it looks great. I will be interested to see, maybe see this film when it comes out in December of this year. Alright, so that is my summary of the 90th Academy Awards. It has been a pleasure. It was a lot of fun staying up late and watching all those. I will do my best to stay on top of the podcast in the future as I start to get my new schedule figured out. I'm actually going to make things up for you this week. I'm going to have a second podcast coming out later this week, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for tuning in to Cinema Central. I'm DJ Ace. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and have a good day.
Booyah!